On this week's 51%, we speak with the founder and CEO of Fresh Starts Registry, a registry and education network for those navigating divorce, difficult breakups, and other major life changes.
Many, many women completely decorate their house in pink after a divorce. You literally find your pink again, right? You find what makes you happy, what brings you joy.
I'm Jesse King. It's all up next on 51%.
I was standing around like one of those girls I had seen in a movie. The whole world was a movie back then. I had my sunglasses on, I wanted to be seen without seeing Shiloh or Lita. I wasn't really in it, I didn't really get it.
You're listening to 51%, a WAMC production dedicated to women's issues and experiences. Happy New Year! I'm Jesse King. Thanks for joining us. Many of us are evaluating our goals for the year, the things we want to accomplish, and the changes we want to make. Change can be exciting. I just moved across the country and got engaged, so I'm looking forward to a 2026 that is hopefully full of exploration and celebration. But change can also be exhausting, terrifying, and lonely. Things don't always go the way we plan. And while we have tons of traditions and support systems celebrating life's happier milestones, like getting married or having a baby, not many people are throwing parties or showers to celebrate losing their jobs, getting dumped, or filing for divorce. Our guest today is the founder and CEO of a company that aims to do just that. Olivia Dreisen-Howell founded Fresh Starts Registry with her sister, Jenny, during the COVID-19 pandemic. It works just like any gift registry you might use for a wedding or baby shower, but it's designed for the newly single and others navigating difficult life changes. Dreisen-Howell says her own divorce in 2019 left her scrambling for basic items like blankets and silverware. What started as a way to help other women has expanded to a global divorce education network with more than 100 experts, support groups, podcasts, and free how-to guides. Dreisen-Howell says she wants Fresh Starts to be a one-stop shop for everyone looking to start over.
I come from a family of divorce. So for us, divorce was very normal and natural and part of life. And yet when I got divorced, I felt really isolated and alone. And I had the support. Like I had financial support and my parents and my siblings. And I thought to myself, like, if I'm alone and feel like isolated during this, then what must other women feel going through this? So right after my ex-husband moved out, he moved out in August of 2019. We separated in April of 2019. So most people don't realize this, but you actually do live together often when you're separated because of economics or the children. We call it shadow cohabitation. That's a phrase that we kind of came up with to explain it. And he moved out and my sister came over with her then fiance and they helped me clean the house out. And I stayed in the marital residence. My kids were 2 and 5 at the time, so they were really little. And, you know, it was like a ghost town, right? There was instruments taken off the walls and his music studio was emptied out and everything else that was left was from my wedding registry. And so I thought to myself, you know what? I had two baby registries. I had a wedding registry. This is when I actually need the items. I don't have things, right? He took his coffee table. He took all these things. So I Googled divorce registry, and the only things that came up were articles from major publications that said, why is this not a thing? And I called my sister, and at the time, obviously this was very pre-pandemic, she was supposed to get married to somebody she'd been with for a long time. We were working completely different fields from each other. And I said, hey, I think we should start this company called Fresh Starts, where we can help people rebuild their life, like a one-stop shop. I had this vision. You know, you could come and you could get the items you needed to rebuild your life and the people, the experts. Many people don't realize this, but when you're going through a major life change, you actually encounter about 7 experts. So for divorce in particular, most people often think of divorce lawyer, but there's many other people you need, like a mortgage lender and a realtor and a therapist, right? So my sister was like, I love this idea. We don't know how to build a startup. We don't know how to build a registry. We have no funds for this, but let's table it and see what happens. Long story short, she was supposed to get married in May of 2020, and that did not happen because of the pandemic. And then her relationship ended. And she had the opposite experience of me. So I stayed in the marital residence and had to kind of rebuild and have that fresh start in the place that I was healing. She left her apartment with absolutely nothing. So she moved into a new apartment by herself. And my phone rings and she said, "Hey, you know that idea you had for that registry after a breakup or a divorce? I think we should do that." And she bought a new table for herself and we sat at the table and we've built everything ourselves. We launched in August of 2021 and we are the world's first divorce registry and still the only divorce registry. And we are proud to be the world's premier divorce support network for experts. So we have 150 experts at this point, ranging from divorce coaches to mortgage lenders to healers. And we have tons and tons of education and support. So we are your one-stop shop for everything you need to begin again.
So what kinds of items do you find people often needing post-divorce?
I love this question. So most people don't realize that, and we are for, we're inclusive of everyone. I just want to say that, but we tend to get a lot of women who come to us. But most people don't realize that women often leave with nothing. They have no financial support, they have no finances. Many, many women are stay-at-home parents and they don't have income. And they often have to downsize or move to a place and they literally don't have sheets and towels and cereal bowls. And so what we've done is we are powered by Amazon because Amazon ships globally and it was the best way to get people the products they needed quickly. We've built bundles of items that are based on budget and rooms of the house and aesthetics, and you can go and quickly add things from those bundles to your registry, where often people make registries for the people they love. And then we actually have a registry fairy on the website that we're very proud of, my sister. And if you submit your registry to us, we will maybe send you a gift from your registry from Fresh Starts, which we love doing. And so what we find is that a lot of the items are really basic things. So we do have Amazon links that we can see what people are buying. The top items are exactly what you think: sheets, towels, utensils, small spoons. Women love their small spoons after a divorce. We've had many women register for rainbow colored utensils and pink. Pink is a whole other conversation. Many, many women completely decorate their house in pink after a divorce. But also unique things like people register for things for their children's rooms. We have a whole bundle for children's rooms that I built myself because I, as a single parent, wanted to make sure that the items were really accessible for one parent to build and put together for a children's room. And we've had people send us videos and pictures of the items actually in their children's rooms, which is awesome. But then other things like underwear, I'm a big fan. Get new underwear after a divorce or a breakup. And then we also have had people really use the registry to find their style again, which is why we always like to say it's not just about the items. We call them items, not gifts. This is not a gift registry, it's a support item registry. But we've had people put things like pirate flags and disco balls on the registry. And it's really fun to see people find their personal style when it comes to their registry.
I'm guessing, is that where the pink things come into play? In rediscovering your style and the things that you like? Because I imagine you're probably less likely to buy, quote unquote, girly house decor when living with a male partner.
I actually, maybe a year ago, I tweeted or threaded something about how I got myself a lot of pink towels, I said, after my divorce. And that went viral. And all these women kept commenting that they completely redid their houses in pink after a divorce. And so I think it comes down to what you said, Jesse, that many women feel a little bit intimidated to, pick out a color scheme that they really love in a house. Often in heterosexual relationships, not necessarily all, but some. And so after, your breakup or your divorce, you literally find your pink again, right? You find what makes you happy, what brings you joy. And so a lot of women love using small spoons because their hands are small, and they really want to invest in items that make them happy every time they look at them. And so that's kind of the beautiful part that we really are very excited about when it comes to Fresh Starts Registry, is that it's not really about the items, it's about what the items represent. When you're going through a breakup or divorce and you can look around your house and say, oh my gosh, that mug was from my college roommate, and my sister got me my shower curtain. For me, it was my toothbrush holder. My sister got me a new toothbrush holder, which had three toothbrush holder rings instead of four. It really helped me see that my life was going to be okay, as silly as that sounds. And, confidence is something that is completely wrecked during a divorce. And when you can look around and say, you know what, I'm loved by all these people because they helped me rebuild my life, it's really beautiful. And on the flip side, I just want to say we get a lot of comments from people who are supporting loved ones during a divorce, who really thank us for having a place that they can get the items to support people. But also, we are really, really passionate about divorce education. That's something that both my sister and I are previous teachers. I was a middle school teacher, she was a preschool teacher, and we don't gatekeep any information. So everything is out there. We have three free ebooks that you can download that will help you through divorce. We are also huge on scripts. So what do you say to somebody when they're going through a divorce? So we've gotten so many comments from people who are like, thank you so much. My sister called me and said her husband was leaving, and I knew exactly what to do because of everything you guys provide. I wanted that woman in the middle of the night who was sleeping next to her kids and crying to go to Fresh Starts and know that she's not alone. And that was the vow that I made to myself during my divorce. Nobody else should be alone. And we are that for people. My DMs are open all the time. My email is open. It's just us. We're here to help you. And the really cool thing is we launched this in January of last year. And it completely changed the way that we run the company, is that I offer free one-on-one chats with people who are considering divorce or going through divorce or post-divorce. And I've met with hundreds of people over the last year, and I connect with them totally free. There's no upsell, there's no funnel, there's no charge. And I just ask what's going on. And then we have tons and tons of free resources from our experts who are amazing people. And then I connect you to our experts. So to be a Fresh Starts expert, you do have to, register, and you have to sign an ethos that says you're inclusive and shame-free and judgment-free, because that's what we're all about.
For people who might be considering divorce or navigating divorce, what's something that they should do or should consider that we don't often think about?
One thing I always tell people is don't share it on social media when you're thinking about divorce. I know a lot of people do, but there's a lot of opinions out there. And also, you want to kind of stealthily and slowly gather your information, right? We don't give divorce education classes yet. We will in school. And so, I think that it's important to remember there's a great time to start educating yourself. And just educating yourself on divorce and the process doesn't mean you have to get divorced, but it means that you're just going to kind of learn what the process is. And so I would say, number one is just start coming to a website like ours and reading about what is alimony, what are the types of custody, right? What are the rules in your state? Get in touch with a divorce coach and, say, I'm considering divorce. What would be a strategy, that I could maybe plan out? Again, it doesn't mean you have to do anything, but it's really smart to have a plan. The other thing I would say is to start getting the documents you need, right? Where is your wedding certificate? Where are your financial statements? And a question I get from a lot of women is, what if I can't access the financial statements? Because that's very, very common. And I say that's even better in a way, because then now we're going to make a list of what you can't access. And we can bring that in with us when we go meet with a mediator or a lawyer and say, I think that we have these bank accounts. I don't know how to access them. And then I would say choosing one or two people in your life, and I can be one of them. I am that person for a lot of people, to just say, hey, I'm considering this and I'm really scared. Is there anything that you'd recommend that I go through? It's funny, divorce is still 50, almost 50% of first marriages, right, end in divorce. And it goes up for second and third. And yet we're still not talking about it. We're still shrouding it in shame. And so many women I talk to will say to me, How come everybody seems like they're divorced, yet nobody's talking about it? And I'm the first person that many people tell that they want to get divorced. Women especially consider divorce for about 2 years before they actually mention it to someone. And so when you're in that time period, do that education. Read the books. We have a book just specifically for stay-at-home parents on getting divorced. Start making money. For women, that's the big thing I would say. And I'm not talking about opening an Etsy shop or anything like that. Really look at how you can make cash, right? Can you babysit somebody's kids? Can you do errands for people? Start saving money, start saving that cash. And I think we need to reframe taking care of yourself in that way by saving money and educating yourself. It's not manipulative, it's not secret. It's just making a plan for your future if you need it, and that's really smart.
Do you need a lawyer in order to divorce? How do you know when to go that route?
That's a great question. So, no, you don't need a lawyer in most cases. I'm a big fan of mediation, which is having somebody help you make a plan. And then often you can take that plan, the stipulation, and have it reviewed by a lawyer, and then they can submit it to the judge. But there are some fantastic, there's online divorce, like Hello Divorce is a great one. There's Fast Divorce, but there's also, you can work now, there's collaborative divorce, which is an amazing new technique that people are using to make really amicable divorce situations. But I think people don't realize too, it doesn't need to be thousands and thousands of dollars to get divorced, but you do need to have some sort of financial nest egg to meet with people. Like, I'm a huge fan of divorce coaches. Divorce coaches really bridge that gap between the emotional and the logistical side. So let's say that you are working with a lawyer. Every time you send that lawyer an email, they're going to bill you, right? Which is normal and fine, except that you want to make sure your emails are going to actually get your point across. So, working with a divorce coach, they'll help you write those emails and ask the questions and really get your strategy across. I always laugh that people will say, that one question I think you don't realize is that when you work with, whether it's a mediator or a lawyer, when I was going through my divorce, we used a mediator. She said to me, "What do you want?" And I thought to myself, a divorce, like obviously. And she said, "No, like, what do you want from this, right? What, as my lawyer said, what do you want from this?" And I think that that's a really important question because it does help navigate where you are going to go, in your fresh start and how you're going to move forward. No two divorces are the same at all. And so sometimes it really helps to drown out everybody else's divorce information and just focus on you. Have that support system. Have your therapist, your divorce coach, your friend, the education, the resources, and just focus on what you want and how you can get through that time.
That's very true that, no two divorces are the same. It's kind of hard to give broad advice. I mean, the laws that apply to your divorce can even vary from state to state or county to county, so.
And also, like when it comes to children, custody situations, every custody situation is different. So it's important to remember, like, if your best friend says, "Oh, we did this custody this way," you're going to do it differently. And I always like to remind people, custody is a framework and it can be adjusted over time depending on the kid's age and what they need, and of course, so many factors. So, again, there's so many things about divorce that seem really scary, but when it comes down to it, it's just because you don't know the language. You don't know the terms. We're actually launching a new podcast series called Divorce 101. It's a mix between Schoolhouse Rock and Sesame Street and divorce education because I really wanted people to understand, like, these are just terms, right? Like, this is just like, what is legal custody? What's physical custody? What are all of these different things? When you can start to educate yourself in this, you're going to feel so much more empowered having these conversations. I talk to a lot of women, especially, that will say, my soon-to-be ex said that they're going to get the house and they're going to get this and that. Anybody can say what they want, but you have to really work with your lawyer or your mediator to make a plan. And that plan is important. So you want to educate yourself on what those terms mean. A lot of people will come to me post-divorce and say, "I didn't really understand what my stipulation meant, and now I kind of want to go back and adjust it." So it's important to take that time and educate yourself.
You mentioned you guys have scripts to help people talk about divorce. How can you support a friend or a loved one without necessarily having to buy them a registry item?
There's so many ways to help somebody through a fresh start that are not monetary. So one way that we love to help someone is to just reach out to them, send them a text and say, hey, I just want you to know I'm here. No rush to reply. If you need anything, I can Google things for you. I can call people for you. Kind of be their personal assistant, right? It can be really scary, especially with divorce, but this is also true for like having a baby or going through a medical crisis. You don't want to Google certain terms, right? It's really scary. So having that friend in your life that'll be like, I'm going to Google this and I'm going to filter out the really scary stuff and then tell you what it is, that's priceless, right? I had friends that would FaceTime with my kids so I could call my lawyer. That was really important to me. We also recommend, you have a friend that's going to a lawyer's office, help them map, you know, I was going to say MapQuest. So help them find the map or, you know, get the directions to the lawyer's office so that they feel a little bit more confident. But the main thing is we always say we have a communication method we use when we write our scripts. It's called the VAS method. So it's validate, acknowledge, support, and express. And so you validate what they're going through. I know this is a really hard time, right? You acknowledge that you see them. I'm really proud of you for getting through this time, right? And this, you know, it sucks. And I know it's not going to last forever, but right now it's not fun. Support them, right? Do you need anything? Can I send you guys dinner? Can I, you know, FaceTime with the kids? Do you need new pots and pans? Can I just check in on you with silly memes, right? That's totally fine too. And then you express your love for them. I love you. I'm here if you need anything. You don't need to rush to reply, right? Take the pressure off of them. But just knowing someone is in your corner makes a huge difference for somebody going through a fresh start.
This is a side question, I guess, but do you have any advice for when you're friends with both sides of the couple? I guess, is it any different then?
There has to be a little bit of like, not that you have to take sides, because that's not what I'm saying, but you do have to decide where your trust is going to lie. Because the thing with divorce is that it is a legal situation. And often there are some things that come up that maybe you didn't know about as a friend or that are really sensitive. And so you're going to kind of have to decide which person you're going to invest that time and energy into. Now, this doesn't mean that you're not going to be friends with the other person, but you kind of have to become the vault for one of them. You can't necessarily be that vault for both of them. You can listen, mate, you know, and you can, but I would, you know, you have to be careful because divorce is a very sensitive subject. Now, you don't have to turn anybody away. You don't have to ghost anybody. People do lose friends in divorce. That is a known thing. But let's say that you're friends with a couple and they're getting divorced. You can totally text them both and say, hey, I just want to let you know. I love you. I'm here for you if you need anything. I know this is a sensitive time. Please know that I take, you know, our friendship seriously and I'm here. And just let them know too that like you understand that you're not going to be going back and forth and telling people, you know, gossip and things like that.
Well, Olivia, thanks so much for taking the time. Any parting advice for those navigating divorce or big changes right now?
I would say that, you know, you are worth a fresh start and you're allowed to get the support on that fresh start when you're going through the process. And the reason that we called it fresh starts is because there's nothing wrong with you. Right? You're not becoming somebody better or different. You're just going down a different journey. And divorce is just a transition of a relationship. And so we, like I said, you don't have to pay to access any of the education on the website. You can get in touch with any of our experts. You can access our eBooks, scripts, anything, podcasts, and you can access us. We're here. I'm here all the time. I'm here Christmas Eve. I'm here New Year's Eve. I'm here every single day. You can just send me a DM. If I don't know the answer, we have 150 experts who will. And so you are truly, truly never alone going through divorce. A Fresh Starts is here.
Olivia Dreisen-Howell is the co-founder and CEO of Fresh Starts Registry, an online registry and education network for those navigating divorce, breakups, grief, and other major life changes. You can access their free resources on divorce online at freshstartsregistry.com. Her new podcast mini-series, Divorce 101, breaking down the key legal terms and definitions used in divorce from A to Z, is out now wherever you find your podcasts. Olivia, thanks again for taking the time.
Awesome, Jesse. Thank you so much.
Holidays and New Year's are meant to be a time for friends and family to come together, but meeting in person is not always easy or possible for those with disabilities. Emily Watkins of the New York Public News Network urges listeners not to discount virtual connection in her latest edition of the Disabilities Beat.
Every Wednesday, a group of self-advocates meet over Zoom just to connect, share, and read a book together. It's become tradition, and group leader Shamika Andrews says that's important.
I mean, even for myself as a person with a disability, I don't spend the holidays with most of my family because they all live in inaccessible places. So I'm always, as a person with a disability, looking for places where I can gather on holidays and during holidays.
Andrews is the community outreach coordinator for the Self-Advocacy Association of New York State, or SANES. Andrews runs the group, which they call Adventure Time.
We always open with a share time so people can share things that bring them joy. It could be books, it could be movies, it could be anything that they want to share that's bringing them joy for that week. And then we read a book together. The group selects a book, and you don't have to have the book because one of our staff will read it out loud, you know, because we have people that join us that have all different types of reading abilities and different things like that. So our staff reads the books out loud, or sometimes we have done audiobooks where we just listen together.
After reading the book, the group has a discussion. For Andrews, she says virtual groups like Adventure Time have become a game-changing way of staying connected.
Besides Adventure Time, I also connected when COVID started with another group that I've been getting together with for the last 5 years. And we spend holidays together. We do gift exchanges. We do movie nights. So it's important. Like I said, that was an important connection for me as a person with a disability, but also being able to, you know, take that and being able to share it with others that may be in the same situation.
Andrews points out a lot of systemic barriers don't go away just because it's a holiday.
Two of the biggest for, you know, people with disabilities like myself and others is, you know, most of the time we need another person to support us in order to participate in these activities. If they're in person, you know, they need to drive us or they need to, you know, whatever. And that's the other thing is transportation. I mean, if you look around New York State or, you know, anywhere from that matter, transportation for people with disabilities, I say either falls into two categories. You either have none or you have crappy. So those are really, and it's unfortunate because the support for affordable, accessible transportation is not there.
Despite many book and hobby clubs, faith organizations, and other groups going back to in-person, SANES groups show the demand is there for virtual connection. Andrews alone keeps busy running several groups, from Adventure Time to Monday Coffee Chat, Tuesday Check-In, and her Saturday Pro Wrestling group. Andrews hopes that more groups will be reminded that all in-person isn't possible for everyone.
It's unfortunate that I'm seeing people kind of roll back and the things that they were offering online because they want to focus on, you know, getting people in person and getting people there and touching and feeling and, you know, and that's very important, yes. But that's not possible for everyone.
And maybe if you're planning on a meeting this winter or holiday season, Andrew says to think of how you can be more open to different means of connection.
Those people still want to connect and still want to be able to get together and meet people and have fun. So I think just really looking at how companies, even though I know it's not easy to do both, but really just be open to don't, you know, take that away, you know, and really thinking about opening up to those people that maybe, you know, without this technology, they're more isolated.
You can listen to the Disabilities Beat segment on demand, view a transcript and plain language description for every episode on our website at btpm.org. I'm Emily Watkins. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to this week's 51%. 51% is a national production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio in Albany, New York. It's produced and hosted by me, Jesse King. Our associate producer is Madeline Reynolds, and our theme is Lolita by the Albany-based artist Girl Blue. Just a reminder that you can listen to 51% anytime at wamcpodcast.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can stay in the loop on all of WAMC shows by signing up for our weekly newsletter, Airwaves, at wamc.org. We hope you'll join us next week. Happy 2026. I'm Jesse King, 51%.
I was every single girl, I was nobody else, I was so sure of myself. I was 15 and a half, he was a hollow laugh. And I lost my cool somewhere along the way. At night, air down the hallway, I had to learn how to look away. I lost my cool. Sweet bells in little girl dreams. They said, oh, I want a big life, not a house I could have been like. Where are you taking me? Where are you taking me? They said,